Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and let the games begin. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Fun and Games Podcast. Today we've got my husband, Darian, again. Welcome him back.
Hey, hey.
We're so excited to be recording a second episode together. Today's episode is going to be a blast. This is highly requested from a lot of people. I feel like people are always like, how do you do it? How are you balancing being a mom, working, being a wife? And for Darian, he's in grad school. I know we touched on that in the earlier episodes, but if you're new here, hey, what's up? Welcome to the Fun and Games fam. Darian is in grad school right now to be a CRNA. And so for him, balancing school, balancing being a husband, and doing all of this while trying to maintain healthy habits in the gym. And this is something that is not easy, and it is something that is gradual, and we all have our hits and our misses with good weeks and bad weeks. But overall, again, consistency wins. So we're going to just dive into our lives, kind of how we balance it all. And you guys, tomorrow is Thanksgiving for all my Americans. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
When you guys listen to this, we will be in DC. We're going to go spend Thanksgiving with my parents. They live close enough for us to drive. We're going to do a little road trip. Vinny should do well. We're going to have lots of toys and games. You know, we're recording this before that. So, you know, fingers crossed. But yeah, what are you guys doing for the weekend? You know, if you're American, if you're not, still tell me. What's your plans? What's the tea? But what I want to know is, what is your favorite thing at Thanksgiving dinner? All right. Is it the turkey? Do you not even do traditional Thanksgiving? What do you eat? The sweet potato casserole, fire. Always, always a staple. Corn casserole, staple. Rolls,
big,
staple.
Big green bean casserole guy with like the French onion crispies.
Oh, okay, okay. You know, I told my mom she could skip that this year.
Wait, did you really?
Yes.
Wait.
Okay, I'll tell her to, we'll bring it.
Or why
I'll
didn't
tell her
you
to make
consult
it.
With me first?
Because I was like, oh, Darian doesn't have to have the green beans. Because you're the only one who likes green bean casserole.
That's my... The only person?
I'm crying.
Who okay. did I marry? Wait,
oh my gosh. I'm
hold on.
Literally deceased.
You guys, please tell me no one else listening is sleeping on the green bean casserole with the French like crispies.
Nobody likes green bean casserole. Corn casserole?
Wait, you're actually, I crush green bean casserole.
Okay, so we'll make
during
your
Thanksgiving.
Own green bean. You know, my dad will eat it. My dad literally eats romaine lettuce for lunch. He
no,
loves
like
it.
You don't have to make it for me. I just need to, this settled that green bean casserole is actually good.
We're going
to. But it has to have the crispies on top.
Okay, we'll call my mom. Miss Kathy, please make green bean casserole
no,
for
no,
Darian.
No, 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 no.
Yeah,
I don't,
yeah, no. We'll do it. It's no biggie.
I'm arguing for the sake of arguing and making sure that I'm not crazy.
Okay, well, people out there, you got to go to the podcast DMs, okay? Funandgains.podcast. Let us know, is green bean casserole a hit or a miss? We must know. And what is your favorite, okay? But yeah, pretty stoked about Thanksgiving. And speaking of Thanksgiving and the holiday spirit, let's jump in to the first portion of this podcast episode. We're going to be sharing kind of five of our gift ideas for like a his and hers. I just thought like it's holiday season. I wanted to bring that to the podcast. And maybe if you're looking for something to ask for, I'll give you some good ideas. Or if, you know, on a man's side, if you want to know kind of what to get your significant other, maybe here are some ideas. So hopefully you find this helpful. We're going to breeze through it real quick. And then we're going to hop into the juicy episode. Darian, start us off with your first. We're each going to share five and we'll go like, you know, every other.
All right, guys. So I had to start out with, I'm going to start slow with some Gymshark favorites. Currently, my favorites that I'm rocking are the Recess Crew, double XL. So I'm 6 foot, 230 pounds, double XL. Fits pretty good on me. So
you look great. Gymshark just reposted us.
You can just so you know what to get your man, so you can like size them up and stuff. So the Power T-shirt, the yes. Power line with like the big block Gymshark on the top shoulders.
Staple.
They're oversized and those are sick. I like double XL in that because I just like big gym gear. I don't want anything to be tight on me in the gym. I just, that's how I roll. Those are my two faves. And then the sport short, I literally have like six pairs. You can't go wrong with the sport short.
In every color. Those are definitely staples. Power tees, recess tees, those are like the oversized fit for men. And then the sport shorts is like your basic short. Do those have pockets, like zip pockets or no?
The sports,
pockets at all.
The sports have the zip pockets. Okay. Yeah, they're clutch.
That's nice. So then your like phone doesn't fall out.
Definitely.
Okay, so my first one is going to be my cookbook. Now, if you follow, I wish it was like my cookbook someday, you guys, someday. But if you follow me on Instagram, if you remember, I was like baking every single weekend. I still do that. But I was in this like phase of trying a new recipe every single Sunday. Now we're just kind of doing like cookies and, you know, normal things. We're like out of the groove of trying new recipes. Anyways, you need this cookbook. This is the one that I've been sharing on my Instagram. I will have it linked down in the show notes. We'll link all of these just for you to reference if you want ideas. I totally don't know the name of it. It's 100.
It's 100 cookies.
Yeah, it's 100 cookies. And I forget the author, but I'll have it linked. That's definitely something that you can ask for. It has fun cookie recipes, cakes, and just get you baking and the holiday spirit. It's really fun. And that's also a really fun gift to give somebody.
All right. Second, if your man likes to cook, get him a meat thermometer.
Oh,
I know that sounds silly, but you know, it's like one of those things that you can kind of like spend a decent amount or spend, you know, it could be a cheap gift, whatever. The one we use is by Kaizen. It's just an Amazon brand, but I think I might ask for one of those Wi-Fi ones this year.
Oh yeah.
By ThermoPro. Yeah. There's these sick ones that you just stick the little thermometer in the meat. You could literally just leave it in there and you have a app that just tells you, or no, it's
does it like notify you when it's cooked? Because that'd be kind of cool.
Well, there's one that does that. They're more expensive, but the other one just like it sits outside of the oven basically, and you can track it. Mm-hmm. So you can like in real time just see what your meat's at. You know, you got to track the meat.
You know, it's funny to say that, but honestly, I was just thinking, I'm like, Darian, we use this meat thermometer every single day because we're either cooking steak or we're cooking pork tenderloin. Like, you just need to know when you're cooking things in the oven, and ain't nobody got time to be sick. Okay.
My
second one is going to be skincare. I've recently just fallen in love with the skincare routine. I feel like that is the one thing I get that's me, and I get to pamper myself at the end of the night. It is so relaxing, and that's just kind of something I've fallen into recently, where beforehand, it's like, can't relate. I don't really care about skincare, but now I'm very into it. So specific products are Summer Fridays Jet Lag Mask. I love it. It is like a hydrating mask that you wear and you sleep with overnight, and your skin is so soft in the morning. I love Summer Fridays R&R face mask. And then there's a watermelon glow mask that I also love. So if you're looking to give, those are definitely some staples. And again, I will link those in the show notes. I also have an entire YouTube video talking about my skincare routine and all my favorites. So I will also link that in the show notes if you want to reference even more products. And those are so good to give. Like, even if you just go to Sephora and pick a couple face masks, that's always something nice to just ask for or give to somebody.
So this next one, I'm a big book nerd. Everyone that knows me knows I love books. I'm actually looking it up on Amazon because I totally forgot what it's called. But anyways, if you like books, get a book light. You
can I'm dying.
You can get your man a book light. So the ones that we got, they're by Vecchia on Amazon. They're like $14, and they just hook up, like they just attach to your headboard.
Yeah, they're pretty
now,
nice.
Reasons why this is a game changer. We literally, I don't know what we were thinking. Like, book lights are pretty obvious, right? But we would have to get up, turn on the light, you know, read. And it's so bright. Like, it's not a good bedtime routine when your whole freaking room's lit up. But then, you know, one of us would always be like, I'm not getting up. You get up.
Yeah, Darian, you're
shut off the light.
It's always me because I'm the one who sleeps closer to the room. It's always me who has to turn it on. Or like, if we forget to turn the heat on, Darian's like, go turn the heat on. I'm like, oh. Or I'll be like, Darian, did you lock the doors? Because I always do like a nightly check, you know, make sure the house is clean, make sure the doors are locked. And it's always me.
Oh, wait a minute.
Sometimes I'll be like, Darian, go do it. And you're like,
It's 50-50, babe.
You get so
give me that.
You get so cozy and like cuddled up in bed. You don't want to move. And I'm like, I feel that.
So reading light.
That's a good one.
I love books, and it's a game changer.
Yeah.
Because your room can still stay dark with just that little bit of light.
Yeah. I love our reading light.
It's 50-50. I get up too.
Yeah. I'll say that. That's fine. No, Darian, it's 100-100. We put 100% into the relationship.
Put 100 into the relationship.
100%.
And Vinny puts absolutely zero.
Vinny puts 1,000% because he makes us happy.
He just poops and eats our food.
Mom and Dad, as soon as I'm 18, I'm out.
Yeah. My daughter's never around.
That's
a quote. That's like one of my weird, like, Like me and my bro, well, I shouldn't say that. We just like joke. Like my dad.
You really shouldn't say that.
My dad was never around.
He doesn't listen to this.
Well, it's from like Nemo. You know how Bruce? We like spun off of Bruce the shark. He's like, oh, I never knew my father. I can't explain to you why we say it, but well, it's just a thing.
My family's big into quotes too, and we like quote each other. Like we'll quote like what my brother said when he was 8 years old that we think is funny, and it's been like 20 years like, and we're like, why are we quoting this?
It's not even a movie. You are the quote.
Like, we are the quote. I'm dying. Oh, it's because we always watched our home video, so like we were a movie growing up. Our family was huge on home videos, and like every Sunday we would watch home videos together as a family. It was so fun. Anyways, we gotta move on. Okay, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna say shoes. I feel like I always get questions about what shoes I'm wearing to the gym, so I'm gonna give you the deets and then a fun pair. The first shoe is the Adidas NMD. This is like my classic all-white trainer. I'm always wearing them. They're really cute. I also have like a little blue pair with like blue flowers, but the all-white is such a classic gym fit staple, and of course I wear them with tall white socks always. The second is Converse, low or high, like whatever your preference is, but that is the best like leg day workout shoe.
That is my favorite shoe to wear to the gym, period.
Yeah, I love my Converse so much. And I tried to get the Nike Blazers. I just didn't like them as much. They're like really tight and hard to break in. But I hear like after you wear them a couple times, they are easier to break in. But I'm like, ain't nobody got time for that. I can't have an off workout. So I'm still, you know, working on those. But seriously, Converse, the best. You can always get that for a gym rat.
I agree. I actually might get another pair, like same exact color.
Just like newer.
Even though I don't need them.
I'm dying.
All right, number four for me. This is, I was like going to be like, this is a great idea.
What is
it? So a subscription to a program he's always wanted, or like tickets to like a convention. So here's where this comes from. So I'm a big like program purchaser. Like if someone has a workout program and I think they're jacked and I think they know what they're talking about, then I'll buy their program, do it for a few weeks, see if it like works, you know. I have no problem with that. So stuff like that. Or like, is your man into investing?
Or into cars.
I'm big into investing. I watch Gary Vee all the time. So like if Britt got me a ticket to like one of his conferences, I would freak. So yeah, just a little unique idea. Find something that your man's really into as far as, you know, working out, investing, cars, whatever, and kind of get him a subscription to that.
Yeah.
Or a ticket to a conference.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's different. That's cool.
Probably weird, but I would like that. Yeah. So I just put it in.
Cool. I love it. All right. Mine is, I never talked about my Gymshark staples. So I'll just talk about quickly gym outfits. Okay. The confidence comes when you've got a nice outfit. So Gymshark favorites are the camo. Okay. The camo shorts and the camo leggings, two of my favorites. I don't care if it's green. I don't care if it's black. I'm trying to plan this like universal day where we're all wearing black camo or like a black outfit to the gym on my Instagram. And I feel like that'd be cool. Like gym takeover. Here we are. Let's go.
Gym takeover.
Yeah. So those are my two favorites, staples. They are squat proof. I always feel confident in those.
All show up to the same gym.
It's just like everybody matching. That'd be crazy.
But my number five, these are my study supplies. All right. So I've seen some of you in the comments, Britt showed me, a lot of you are nurses or going to nursing school or even wanting to go to nurse anesthesia school.
Or just grad school in general.
Or grad school for nursing in general. My study stuff, it has absolutely got me through school way better than anything else could have. So I use the iPad Air with the Magic Keyboard and the Apple Pencil 2, and I use GoodNotes 5, all right?
It can be spendy, but I feel like it's worth it, especially if you're trying to invest in your career and in your, you know, future. You kind of got to just bite the bullet, and that's a great setup that works for Darian.
So like by the end of school, I would probably have a total of 2,000 to 3,000 PowerPoint pages printed out. You know what I mean? Like I'm not carrying a binder around with 3,000 pages in it. So this, my iPad with GoodNotes holds everything super organized. You're able to draw on your notes, you're able to type on your notes and everything. It's amazing. I use AirPod Pros as well because they kind of help cut out the noise, and I'm one of those people that I kind of got to study in the silence. That's how I am. And I use a paper planner because my iPhone's so chock full in the Google library or in the Google calendar with like me and Britt stuff that I would miss assignments for sure. So I use a paper planner, and that is huge for me. It's called the See It Bigger planner at Walmart, and it organizes everything really well. So little study tip there.
Love that. Hope that was helpful for you guys. I feel like a lot of people use GoodNotes though. So
dude, if you're nervous, not, get on it. People are like, oh, I'm such a paper person. Dude, I was too, 100%. And I'm like really OCD about my study. Like I'm superstitious about how I study. Dude, I will never go back to paper ever again.
Yeah, Darian's crushing it. I love looking at your little notes. They're like colors and highlights and little squiggles and drawings. Because, you know, in the medical field, you have to draw a bunch of things and pathways and, you know, science.
You're not confined to like the 5 highlighter colors anymore. You literally have unlimited highlighter colors.
Wow.
Yeah, it's...
That is really special.
If that's not mind-blowing, then shut off the podcast.
Mic drop. I have more than 5 highlighters.
Okay.
Okay, my last one is going to be a little bit underwhelming. And you guys are probably going to make fun of me for this one. That's fine. I'm just saying, a good water bottle. And Darian said... Darian said, so help me if you talk about your water bottle on the podcast. I'm going to be so mad. Well, here I am. Like, let me tell you how this water bottle has changed my freaking life. It is $5 from Walmart. It has a handle, it has a straw, and I drink over a gallon every single day. And if you're somebody who struggles with water intake, buy it for yourself. Buy a water bottle that you love for yourself. Whatever's going to get you to drink more water, do it.
Yeah, it's got a chip in it that's like dangerously sharp, and she's still keeping it. It's glass. Never. It's glass.
I will never, never get rid of my water bottle. No, it's not.
When do you pee?
Every 5 minutes.
I just thought about that.
Okay, wait.
Because when I try the gallon stuff, I try it, and...
You're peeing all the time.
About every 2 hours, yeah. At least.
You know how when we came home today from the store, you were like, Brittany, where did you disappear to? I was peeing.
It's those little moments.
It's those moments where you turn around and you're like, wait, where'd she go?
Yeah, boy, you're quick.
Yeah. Okay, so that is the little holiday gift guide. Some things for yourself, some things to ask, you know, buy yourself some things if you want, or for your significant other. Hopefully that was helpful. They will be linked in the show notes. All right, so getting into the bulk of the episode, tips on how we balance our routines, what we do as parents, as Darian is in school full time, and how we just balance life, all while trying to incorporate the gym and health and fitness. So tip number one. Prioritize your time. And this is a big one that we are constantly doing.
So there's a book by Gary Keller called The One Thing. He does a brilliant job at talking about how to balance work and life. So first, you got to figure out your priorities, your non-negotiables that must get done in a day. For us, me and Britt, we keep 4 things in mind for each day: God, family, mental and physical health, and then work/school. And we make sure to fit every one of those things into each day. And then anything else that we plan to do is just extra. So in his book, I'm actually going to read some of it because he does such a good job. He basically talks about work balance being in like one bucket and then life balance being in a separate bucket. And you shouldn't really try to combine the two or balance them perfectly. What he says is you set a priority and act on it. When you act on your priority, you'll automatically go out of balance, giving more time to one thing over another, and that's okay. The challenge doesn't become not going out of balance, but the challenge becomes how long you stay on that priority. So
I love that because it's like we're constantly swinging these things where I feel like in our life, we're like, oh my gosh, I'm off balance. Like I've been putting too much time into work, or I've been putting too much time into school, or I've been putting too much time into whatever it is. And what you realize is sometimes you have to go to those extremes in order to swing back to the other thing. Like that is balance. Balance is swinging between all of these different priorities and all of these different hats that we're constantly wearing of. Sometimes we have to put more time into this, and then we go back over here and put more time into, you know, family or whatever it is. And that's kind of the balance. You just have to constantly be evaluating what are the priorities for that day.
Well, and that's why you've got to spend all your time on one thing at a time. Because if you're trying, say I'm with family and I'm trying to balance family time, but then I also realize in the back of my mind that there's work to be done. So I'm kind of keeping that in the mix as well. Well, guess what? Neither work nor my family get my full attention. So then then your life's really out of balance when you try to do everything at once.
Yeah.
So when I'm with family, it's all family, you know, no phones, no work. When I'm at work or when I'm studying, it is all study, no phone. Take a little break here and there to text Britt, you know, make sure everything's good, but it's all study. I put all my heart into that.
Yeah. And that really speaks on like being present and working on being intentional about our surroundings and what we're doing. I feel like that's something I've really honed in on since becoming a mom, is I have to be so productive, present, and honed in when it's work mode, Britt. And then when it's family mode, Britt, I get to switch to kind of my more like, oh, I kind of get a break and I get to balance those two every single day. And I really like that. So Darian, let's kind of talk about how do we prioritize things like individually? Because I know at the end of every night, I have this long, oh, you guys, I have this folder on my phone and it's in my notes and it's just called lists. And I have these lists where you can seriously scroll for days. I swear. I just write down everything that's kind of like on my mind that's stressing me out. Things I want to do, things that I need to get done for work, for Vinny, for me, Darian, like dentist appointments to like groceries that I need to, YouTube video ideas that I want to record. All of those things are on my lists. And what I do is at the top of my list, I put my three priorities at the beginning of every single day, like the three work things I need to get done that'll make me feel productive and just like set me up for success. And I really like to accomplish these things first thing in the morning. That way I have the rest of the day, whatever else comes my way, I'm like, oh, I did those three really big, heavy things, or just one really big, heavy thing. And I just kind of can kind of chill for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I think that's super important. So we all have like 11, 12, 15 things on our to-do list, but you pick the one to three most important things and accomplish those so that if at least you get those accomplished, you're still a success. Because you're never going to do all of your to-do items. Let's be honest. It just doesn't happen. And then you always feel like a failure. So doing this and keeping your main priorities at the forefront can help you achieve your goals better. For me, for example, for studying, I will, when I have like some brutal modules to get through, I know by now that one module, one heavy module will take me a solid like 8 hours of study to get through by the time I'm done researching everything, doing flashcards, all that. And so I will say, oh, I've got four modules to do. Then I will take, you know, 4 days to do all those modules and flashcards and the other 2 days to just 100% go back, study those flashcards and master the material. So
I love that. And let's talk about how we try to prioritize the gym and kind of what we eat too. I want to talk about that because, you know, everybody knows that we like the gym. Everybody knows we like to eat. So how do we make that into our routine? How do we prioritize time for those?
So, I mean, I'll let you talk about that.
Okay. Yeah. So for me, honestly, I feel like you've got to build a routine and there's like no excuses, right? Like if a priority is a priority, if going to the gym and working on your mental, physical health is a priority, you've just got to do it, period. We try to plan and set aside time so that we can prep our meals, and we set aside time in our day for the gym. And that means making sacrifices in other aspects that we need to. I just want to touch like, if something is a priority, something else has got to give at times. So sometimes you've got to just make that sacrifice and get it done.
Yeah. So for me, I either go early in the morning or I go later with Britt. And when I'm not at the gym, I'm studying. So whether that's study in the morning or study after the gym.
Basically, it's just like fitting time into your routine and figuring out whatever works for you. But if you're making that a priority, like make it happen, period. So we'll go ahead and move on to point two, which is acknowledge and accept that you cannot do everything all the time and know when to say no. And I feel like this, you know, kind of goes back up to point one, which is really prioritize your time. But having that internalization of, okay, I don't need to have this like anxious feeling that I need to be doing everything all the time. It's okay to kind of take a step back, and learning to say no has been a game changer, I think.
Yeah, I think it's very difficult for some people to say no to things, especially if your name's Darian and someone invites you to do something that sounds fun.
Today's podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run? Maybe you would take a nap, read a book, hang out with friends. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. And the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, what would you use it for? The best way to squeeze in that special thing into your schedule is to know what is important to you and to make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. You guys know I've been on a mental health journey recently and am a huge advocate for therapy. It can really help talk through things that you have been through and just digest and maybe get a better handle on your situation. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit. Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1,500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Shrank Grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Shrank Grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Shrank Grill.
And you know you have more important things to do, but you say yes anyways because you want to socialize.
Darian is like a social butterfly, you guys. Like, it's so hard for him to say no, and he just, you know, he doesn't want to miss out. I feel that.
Oh, I have FOMO bad. But when you have other priorities that need to get done, and you say no, it does feel a lot better when you can get those done. But again, part of balancing life, quote unquote, is sometimes you need to realize, hey, one of these priorities, like say, okay, my brain's fried. I've done as good as I can with school. Mm-hmm. Someone invited me to do something. That's part of my mental health, is to get social and talk to people and have fun. So I'm going to make time for that.
Yeah. No, exactly.
So you also need to know when to say yes.
Correct. And the last thing is just scheduling time for yourself. I feel like that's a huge part of just balancing, because sometimes you just need to do nothing. Like, sometimes for your mental health, you just need to take a step back and just chill.
So I was talking to one of the psych docs that I used to work with at the hospital, and he was talking about how people's brains are so overstimulized in like today's society, because we have our phones and literally spend 5, 6, 7 hours a day on our phones. Yeah. And never give our brains a break. And then, like, I don't know if any of you have experienced this, but say you like go out on a boat for the first time in a while, no phone, or you go camping or you go on a hike.
Yeah.
And you're like at the top of the mountain and you're not worried about your selfies. You're not worried about posting on Instagram, and you're with some friends or you're with people, or even you're by yourself and you just like look out, enjoy the moment. You hear the wildlife and you just feel peace.
Yeah,
there's a reason for that. It's because your brain needs to be destimulized. It wants to just relax sometimes and enjoy what the universe has put on this earth for us to enjoy.
Oh,
we're not meant to be connected to electronics for 12 hours a day, you know? So it is. It's important to just take yourself time. Even if it's like going to get a mani-pedi or something, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You can still, that's self time, and you're just sitting there, you're relaxing, and you're not stressed with the rest of the world. I mean, for some people that's very hard to find that time, but it's so essential, and you'll thank yourself for it later. Your brain will, at least.
No, for sure. I think prioritizing that can bring such freedom. And I know that that's going to look different for everybody, but oh my gosh, I love the days. Like, we'll talk about this a little bit later, but Darian and I take Sunday off the grid. Like, that's one of the ways that we schedule time for ourselves as a family is every single Sunday, we're not on our phones. I don't go on social media. I don't open the apps. I don't post. And it is the best thing ever. It's just a day that we're to ourselves, completely focused. And it is so grounding to get off and detach from that and just like be who you are and not worry about all of these things that are constantly being posted or what you need to buy or how to keep up with everybody or whatever it is that you stress with, like comparison. It's so nice to have that break from that stimulation and be able to go outside and remember that there is so much more to this life than just social media and our phones and everything. So that's something we really enjoy.
Yeah. Plug for our favorite Sunday activity, driving and looking at houses. Just set Zillow to like a mill. Go find where all those houses are. Just drive around.
Dream about
Some of the neighborhoods even have like really nice walking paths.
Yeah, like little lakes here in Michigan. Yeah. There's lakes everywhere. So we just like find a new lake to walk around in the summer. We'd go to the beach and
That is relaxing.
It's so fun. We love some good drives. Just give Vinny some snacks in the bag. Here you go. Okay, so why don't we talk about kind of our routines and then maybe, you know, this will help people get an example of what we're doing and how we're finding time for these things in our life and how we're kind of prioritizing everything. Do you want to go first, Darian? Or do you want me to go first?
I'll go first because mine is simple. And I know really the important one here is Britt's routine because everyone's like, I know everyone's wondering how on earth does Britt run this business, be a good wife, be a good mom, not have Vinny in daycare? How does she, and run a house? Like, how on earth does she do it all? Well, Darian's a loser and just like studies all day.
You're not a loser.
I'm just playing. So, I wake up early. I'm not going to give exact times.
I know. I'm like, we got to be safe so people don't stalk us.
No, I just wake up super early, either go to the gym then or go to the gym later with Britt. And then it's study time. Or, I will read my scriptures and pray and meditate, do all that stuff. Then gym, then studies. And I am home every single day at dinner time. Because family is one of my non-negotiables, and that is something that we have set. And so I have not missed dinner since school. So that's a big thing for us. Really, that's my day. And then Britt will probably give you our nighttime routine.
Yeah, let me just say that when Darian comes home, it is the best part of my day. It is just so nice to have him back home. If you know, it's just so nice when they come home from work and they're just such a breath of fresh air. And Vinny always runs up to him and's yelling, "Dad, dad, dad, dad." He can like hear the garage when it opens. And he's just like, his ears go directly. He just runs straight for the garage door. He's like, yeah. So that's always awesome. And yeah, let's talk about our little nighttime routine that we do together. And then I'll hop into mine. So Darian comes home and we have dinner together. A lot of times I'll have already made something or we'll cook together. And we'll eat, have fun dinner together, and Vinny will stand up in his high chair and wave his hand, say, "Done, done," when he's all ready, when he's all done. It's so cute. Like, that's his new thing right now. It's just so fun. And then we give Vinny a bath. We play. We play for a while together. And
yeah, we try to focus on, like, at night before bed.
Like, no screen.
No screen or anything.
Duh, no screen. He really doesn't watch
that much. He loves jumping off things, and I'm a bad dad, and I encourage him to do it. So we put pillows down, and I'll catch him, and it's just a blast.
I've taught him how to throw all the pillows on the ground from the couch, so he just, like, jumps into this big pile of pillows and says, "Jump!" It's so cute.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And then he goes to bed.
And then we clean up.
And then after he goes to bed, we give him some time to get settled, and then we start going on massive cleaning mode.
Yeah.
Usually it takes about 30 minutes just of grinding, just to get the entire house clean.
Yep.
And then...
yeah. I normally, like, we'll wrap up work. You know, if I've got to do a couple more things or just, you know, plan my day, this is when I'm write my list of, like, everything I didn't get done, my top priorities for the next day. That's when I do that. And then we unwind. So I'll do my skincare routine, which is, like, the best part of my day. That's how I pamper myself and take that, you know, 5 to 10 minutes of just me, myself, totally taking care of me. I absolutely love that. And then
while Britt's doing that, I'm usually either reading a book and or looking at cars.
Yeah, you do love looking at cars.
Because that is just my relaxed time.
But it's nice. We get like our own little like individual reset as individuals, and then we come together. And what do? We put some cookies in the oven.
Oh, if you know, you know.
If you know, you know. The cookies are coming out of that freezer.
I haven't seen any pints of ice cream in the fridge for a while, though.
Dude, I don't know the last time I bought a pint of ice cream. A pint. You listen to that episode. That makes me happy.
People are going to like actually correct us. You know it's a pint, right?
Yeah, a pint.
Yeah, cookies and then...
Sometimes. And then we watch a show, usually. We love shows. We're really into shows. So that's how we unwind.
Now, something I think we should be working on is when to say no to the show.
Oh, we turn will it get off in, sometimes.
Dude, ooh, we will get into a good show. And I'm like, yeah, let's get to bed at like 9:30 so we can get up early.
Four episodes later.
No, word. And it's like 10:30, 11. We're exhausted. Yeah. And then it's like so hard to get up the next morning, and it totally messes up feng shui.
I know.
All because of Netflix.
I know. I don't know what it is about the wintertime. I just want to like stay cozy, and it's cold, and I just... Yeah, it's just this time of year.
And it's like kind of hard to reach for the remote because you're cold. You don't want to expose your arm.
No, I get so cold. I'm always so bundled. Meanwhile, Darian doesn't even sleep with a sheet. I guess you do now.
Whoa, you're exposing my sleeping habits.
Okay, let's hop into...
No, I'm a stomach sleeper, one leg out of the covers.
Yeah.
So my body can equalize. Like half of it's warm, half it's cold.
I just literally, it's like up to my neck. I'm like totally tucked in like a loser. I'm like, I'm so cold. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and hop into my routine real quick. So I really do wake up early. I am an early riser, and I used to not be, but I've trained myself to be because I love my family more than anything, but I also really love work. I love what I do. So I want to have that balance. And when it comes to that, I have to make sacrifices. So that's waking up at 5 a.m. And sometimes if I'm really stressed out, it's 4:30. Okay. And these are long and cold and dark mornings all by myself in my office. It's just like 4:30 and I'm out here working, and I just work until Vinny wakes up. I'll usually do like a little morning routine, and I'll have some water. I do my scriptures, prayers, meditate in the morning as well. But then, yeah, I just chill until Vinny wakes up, and it is like a grind time in those hours. I try to get the most of my work done, and I love that time. So when Vinny wakes up, it is so much fun, and I already feel like I've had such a great start to my day, and we make breakfast together. It's oatmeal. On weekends, we always do like pancakes or waffles. We do eggs, fruit, you know, all of the good stuff. And then on some days, we get ready and we go to the gym. So we have found a really, really nice gym. It has like a little kid zone that Vinny gets to play at while I work out. So I get to work out for an hour, and Vinny gets to play and hang out with some friends, and gets to do bubbles, run through tunnels, play with balls, you know, color, do crafts, activities, and it's great. That is something that took us a while to even get used to, wouldn't you say, Darian? Like, he was like a year and a half before we started to feel comfortable letting him do that. And once we found a place that did that, I felt like such a relief.
Total game changer.
Yeah.
To just have any of that time to ourselves.
Yeah. And just like know that I can get a workout in, because before, Darian and I would switch. Like, oh my gosh, I literally forgot about how...
I remember that.
It was awful. So like
Arizona.
It would take our entire day because, you know, it takes like an hour and a half for one person to drive to the gym, work out, and then come home. And we would each do that. So it'd be like 3-4 hours of our day doing that. And I could only work out 3 days a week because those were Darian's days off from work. And I couldn't work out on the days that he worked because I didn't have anybody to watch Vinny. So, oh my gosh.
Well,
it was exhausting.
He was young, and it was COVID too, though.
Yeah.
So that limited a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. So now that we found a really great gym and Vinny has a lot of friends he gets to just kind of play and hang out with, it's such a win-win. And after that, we come home, we have a snack, we eat, we play, and then he goes down for a nap. And when he goes down for a nap, that is my second wind of working. And that is my last spurt of work. So I try to get everything done. And then when Vinny wakes up, I'm off. So I'm back to full mom mode and I love it. I love being mom mode. We go to the park, we go to the store, we bake, we cook, you know.
You guys, that's the cool thing. Man, sorry, I'm going to be cheesy, but I just love, I could not be an influencer because I'd be on my phone like 200% of the time and that's not even possible, but I'd find a way. Dude, seriously, I would be checking all the freaking time. And somehow, Britt is able to just like shut it off and like be a mom and just be a mom when she's with Vinny. Give him all the attention, teach him things, read him books, go to the park. Like,
thank you. Yeah. That's really nice to hear.
Yeah. You know, it's very impressive. I'm very, very happy that I married you.
I'm happy I married you. But I feel like that, seriously, thank you again. But I feel like that's why I love this balance and I have found this and it works for me. And I just want everybody, like, if you are looking for a balance in your life, you can 100% do it if you are trying for it. I love that I get that just hardcore, like, juxtaposition.
Honestly, I don't really even remember what that means.
I think it's like a stark contrast. I could be totally wrong.
Oh. Nice work.
But I think it's just like, I love that I get to be all in on those times and that's all I focus on because I can be so present. And again, I love both of those things. I make a major sacrifice. I lose 3 hours of sleep every single day to work, but I freaking love it. And I love that when I'm with Vinny, like I don't want to be on my phone because I want to be with him and I have those hours before. I love it.
Disclaimer for people saying, you live a healthy life, but you don't get enough sleep. Oh, no.
I go to bed at like 9. We really do. Once in a while.
But that's part of life. I'm in grad school. She's supporting a family. And sometimes you just got to lose some sleep a couple days.
I get like 7 hours of sleep every night, though.
Oh, you said you lose like 3 hours of sleep. I was like, meaning, I didn't think that was true. No, but I was like, oh, man, that's really sad.
meaning that I could sleep in 2 hours. That's
yes.
What I mean, lose true, sleep. True, but true. Like I could sleep in till 8 a.m. when Vinny wakes up or whenever he wakes up. You know, I could not wake up as early.
But
or
priorities.
But priorities. Like I love what I do. And nice. I'm like, let me edit this podcast for you guys so you can listen. Like I love it. So you know what I forgot to do? I forgot to share the cookie recipe.
Oh.
We were talking about nighttime routine. And I just looked at my notes. I'm like, okay, we got to share the cookie recipe.
Are you going to put it in the description too?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I'm going to put it on the Instagram podcast. So if you go to funandgains.podcast, you'll get the cookie recipe. I think we're going to share it on Thanksgiving or the day after.
Dude, you guys, this recipe is awesome.
I literally know this recipe by heart. Sorry to like jump all over the place, but I have to tell you this. So it's 1 cup of butter. I like salted because, you know, it just helps cut through the sweetness just a little bit more. 1 cup of brown sugar. 3/4 cup of white sugar, 2 eggs, 1.5 teaspoon of vanilla, but you know, you gotta let that spill in. So it's more like 2 teaspoons of vanilla, you know what I mean? And then 2 2/3 cups of flour, 1 1/4 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 teaspoon of salt, and chocolate chips. That's it. It is so easy. I seriously know this by heart. And we bake it at 325. For 12 minutes when it's fresh dough, and then we bake it at 325 for 14 minutes when it's frozen. And of course, if you want it,
times will depend on whether you're in Denver, Colorado, or at sea level in Death Valley.
Based on the altitude, you may need to change your baking times.
need to adjust the time at which you cook your pre-frozen multiple balls of cookie dough.
Oh my gosh. Literally, I'm crying. Oh, anyways, we can't tell. We love our cookie dough. Literally every night. I just had some. And okay, you have to tell me, how do you guys eat cookies? Like, do you eat them with milk? I heard somebody say that they dip their cookies in water. Like, they don't.
I refuse to let you judge that person.
They said that they don't like milk, but they don't. They want them, like, not soggy, but they don't want them, like, hard.
Okay.
I can't.
Human who said that, I'm going to laugh because that is hilarious. But I'm not going to make fun of you because I do plenty of things that are more weird than that.
It was like this weird TikTok video. I'm like, she can't be serious. Anyways, okay, so how do you eat your cookies? Darian, you go first, but you guys have to DM the podcast Instagram. Let me know.
Well, LMK. First, I like to pick it up. off the plate, and I'll take a bite, you know? I'll take a bite if it's tempting me. And, you know, usually I'll eat, like, the whole cookie in, like, one or two bites, and then I'll drink some milk. I can't, I don't know. I don't really like almond milk that much anymore, unless it's mixed in, like, a really sugary cereal or, like, a protein shake.
Or, like, make it an oatmeal.
So, you know, I've been vibing, like, a little bit of that whole milk with the cookie, so.
Yeah.
But Brittany likes to dip it in milk. I don't know. That's kind of, I don't do that. Unless it's Oreos.
Excuse me, I will tell you the proper way to eat a cookie.
You don't dip fresh baked cookies in milk.
Yes, you do. You let them soak up the milk. So I pour a big glass of milk, normal milk too, not even almond milk. I'm a milk drinker only when it comes to cookies though, only. So I pour up this glass of milk. I get a spoon, I have my cookies, and I break up my hot cookie. I'm literally doing the hand gestures. Darian is making fun of me around the table. I break up my cookie into thirds, and I drop them slowly into the milk, and then they get all soaked, and I retrieve them with my spoon, and they have, like, soaked up the milk. Oh, they're so good, but they're still warm, but it's cold, so it's like, it's perfect. And then you get like cookie milk at the end because like all the little bits and crumbs that like kind of fell off the cookie, you got to drink that at the end. It's heavenly.
You know, I can empathize with that though because I do that with brownies.
Yes.
But it's got to be like the quadruple fudge brownies where it's like six different types of chocolate.
I just made brownies and they were too cakey and we literally threw out the entire tray.
Don't say that.
Oh, well, I mean, we each had, what, one or two pieces still?
Well, I had.
But then I threw it out.
I actually liked them, so I ate more. But
I had like
if I were listening to a podcast and someone was like, yeah, I threw out the whole thing of brownies, I'd be so ticked.
They were cakey, so I made cookies instead.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I just didn't like they were.
You could have fed a homeless person. Okay.
What was that face? Okay, we need to get back on track. Sorry for the tangent.
This is a good time to talk about things we do when we feel off balance.
Laugh.
We're a little off balance.
Okay, so when we feel off balance, I feel like Darian and I both, we can usually feel the vibe. Like one of us is really stressed. It's like, okay, how can we help? What can we do? What do we need to like take out? What's got to go? We usually just kind of chat and say like what's stressing us and we just talk through it with each other. We're like, what's stressing you out, Darian? And he'll tell me this list. I'm like, okay, well, why don't we do that another day? Or yeah.
Dude, I'll be honest. A lot of times like during our free time that we could be together and chatting and stuff like that, sometimes like I'm on my phone and like doing my car thing, like looking at cars or like watching YouTube, just getting like caught up, you know, and not realizing where the time's going. And so we have to be like, okay, like at night, no phones, period. Like
yeah.
We're attaching them to the charger, putting them on do not disturb, and like it's us time. So, you know, sometimes you got to just know where to say like, okay, what's got to go?
Yeah, normally around 8 p.m. we'll usually try to be off our phones. And, you know, of course, we're not always perfect at that, but that's definitely something that really helps. But I also think, yeah, just talking about it with each other and just helping each other work through finding out our own priorities and helping each other remember what our priorities are. Okay, you're kind of focusing in the wrong direction, whether me for work, if I'm like, hey, Darian, I want to kind of do this project. He's like, you know, maybe that's not the best thing to do right now. It's just nice to have somebody else to help check us. And if you don't have like a spouse, have a good friend or have a parent, somebody to kind of bounce these ideas off of if you are, you know, feeling like you're off balance and you have so much on your plate, you just don't know what to do with it. It's so nice to talk to somebody about that.
Amen.
And we already talked about taking Sundays off the grid. That's something that just really helps us stay balanced. And I feel like for me, that helps me have such longevity in everything I do. I feel like that's why I can go so hard 6 days out of the week because I take an entire day off to refocus and recharge and I hit the ground running like 10 times harder. So yeah, you guys, that's the end of this episode. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up. If you have any comments or ideas or anything that you want to talk to us about, DM us on the podcast Instagram, funandgains.podcast. And we would love to hear you guys over there. We'd love to hear kind of what are your tips or What are you working right now to try to balance? And we would love to chat with you guys, maybe even help you and just get some more ideas of maybe how we can even better our life.
Yeah. When you feel out of balance, where do you go? What do you do to kind of reground yourself?
Yes. Outside, man.
Do you have like your place or do you have your like zone that you get into?
I would love to hear that. That is such a good question, Darian. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Heart. If you guys are celebrating Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving from us to you. We would also love to hear something that you are most grateful for. You can spam my Instagram account at _BrittanyLupton or the podcast Instagram. Comment, comment, comment everything you are grateful for. We would love to read that and just, you know, it helps. Sharing gratitude is such a great way to just express thankfulness and make you happy.
Amen. I am thankful for this podcast, the little podcast family.
Me too.
And for getting to know some of Britt's followers. You guys are awesome.
Darian's always reading the reviews and he's like over here crying. I'm literally over here crying. He's like, Brittany, read this one. I'm like, what the freak? You guys are so nice. I'm literally crying. I love you guys so much. So thank you.
So if you guys are enjoying this, please go and give this podcast a review. It really means a lot to us. We read all of them. And it just helps get this podcast to other people.
Darian, literally my manager over here. Darian is so invested in this, just so you know. I'm so grateful. Grateful for him, grateful for you, and grateful for all that we have. So let's wrap it up.
Without further ado,
we'll see you guys next time for some more fun and games. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Fun and Games podcast with your host, Brittany Lupton. Thanks for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and we'll see you all next time for some more fun and games.